My name is Lakshmi Arial. I was born in Nepal in 1951. It's between two big countries in Asia, China in the north and India in the south. It's a small landlocked country, almost the size of Arkansas. It's a very diverse country with many kinds of diversity, geographic diversities, different kind of landscapes, topography, ranging from the highest peak in the world, like Mount Everest, and the lowest point, almost like sea level in the southern part, bordering to India, and many people dream to go there once in their lifetime. In Nepal, they live in a joint family system. It's a big family, brothers, sisters, and their children, and fathers, grandfathers, they all live at the one house. And while I was living in Nepal, we had 16 people in our family. We have only 3-4 bedrooms and big kitchen. We have 7 children. We have to cook everything from the scratch. There is nothing we can buy from the store. We grow fruits in our garden. So we go in the morning, pick up the fruits, bring home, prepare food, and prepare the children and send them to school. And we have to bring water. We didn't have running water at home, so we have to go fetch water from nearby public fountain or something. There was no television, there was no telephone, there was no private transportation. We have to rely on a public bus, and the buses are so crowded, and they put so many people inside, and they have to catch the bus to go to town, because if they don't go and take that bus, they have to wait for another hour or something. So people just climb on the roof of the bus. So it's nothing you can compare what we see here. When I was growing up in a village, at that time education was not for ordinary people, and only the ruling families, like kings, they used to go to school, and other people were farmers. They did not send their daughters to school. I was the oldest of 5, and my father decided to send me to school at that time, where nobody sent their daughters to school. So after that, my brother and sisters, they all went to school, and 2 of my sisters are teachers in Nepal, and the youngest sister was a teacher also. Now she migrated to Canada and she's teaching there. In Nepal, it's a lot of struggle for women, because male-dominated society. But I had education, and eventually I became a teacher for a while, and then I got a job in a large corporation, government corporation. And then I was given a chance for training in the United States. So at that time, people living home alone for a woman was not a common thing, and people were suspected about that. People thought, how will I go? How will I survive? How will I manage? But I took a chance. I gathered courage, and my family was very supportive. So I came to Pittsburgh. When I came to Pittsburgh, I saw so many different things. The first time I saw so much development and a nice place for children, nice schools, parks. I have never seen that before, so I thought, oh my God, if I could bring my children here, they would enjoy so much, they would get so much opportunity. That's how I decided to bring my children. To live in a different country, you have to understand their culture. Understanding culture is very important. If you can learn the language and then try to be there. People are very friendly everywhere. I think people are very friendly when you go and try to live with them. So you have to just respect their culture and do what they do and try, and you will be good.